Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Welcome back to our series, God is Faithful. When this originally airs on this radio station and on the podcast, we are making some changes to God Is. I recently announced these changes, and I want to use some time today to remind you of them. As a way to introduce that, it is timely that I share how faithful God has been to us over the last 7+ years this ministry has existed. Some of you are new to God Is. Welcome. Some of you have been listening for a long time. You have demonstrated faithfulness, for which I am thankful. From before the first broadcast aired, and then when we added the podcast later, from before the beginning, God has shown Himself faithful. When there were stretches of time with no feedback from listeners, the Holy Spirit assured us that we should keep going, and the Holy Spirit ministered in His love and encouragement to our hearts. When there were sometimes technical glitches and problems getting the broadcast to you, Christ tempered our frustrations with a reminder that He's never required technology to get His message across to people. And when I grew weary researching and writing and recording day after day and week after week and month after month and then year after year, the Spirit infused my soul with great strength after a good rest. And many of you have written emails and letters and buoyed our spirits so that we had the drive to press on. Thank you. And please continue to write. One of the big lessons I knew, but has been repeatedly knocked into me these last 7+ years, is that what the Spirit of God is really after in the ministry each one of us give Him is this: not that we be outwardly successful, rather that we be faithful. The number of listeners we have on radio and the number of podcast downloads is not what impresses our Heavenly Father. Here is what He asks of us: to use, to steward well the gifts He gave us to serve Him, no matter the earthly outcome. In Matthew chapter 25, in the parable Jesus tells about the talents, when the master returns to settle the accounts with the slaves, he tells the slave who received 5 talents and made 5 more, quote, "His master said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.'" Notice the emphasis on faithfulness. Faithful slave, you were faithful. And then comes the reward, and he enters into the joy of his master. This parable has ministered to me in powerful ways that are hard for me to articulate, and it has convinced me my task is to remain faithful to the Lord and the ministry He gives me. Not to obsess over number of downloads or how many new listeners we have or how many letters I receive. We live in a time when it is easy for pastors to become competitive, to measure the outward signs of a ministry God is blessing. But what I have learned is that's a fool's errand. God knows which ministries He accepts, and He knows how He will bless them. My job, your job with your ministry, is to be faithful, to every day serve the Lord with excellence without quitting. The Lord knows about the fruitfulness and will reveal all of that in eternity. And so, as we pivot to do something a bit different this year, I am mindful, and I hope you will be too, at just how faithful God has been to you and me and the ministry of God Is. For some time now, the Lord has been giving me direction on a couple of writing projects. Both are related to God Is, and both require more of my time and creative energy than I realized they would. Therefore, we have prayerfully decided that this year I will focus on the writing. Once the writing is complete, you will benefit from it. Lord willing, I will have something published that we will make available through the God Is Ministry website. You can pray for me. You can ask the Lord to grant me His grace, strength, clarity, creativity, and discernment to work on these projects for His honor and glory and your benefit, and for the benefit of all who will eventually read what is written. As always, I am grateful for your prayers and support as I seek to serve the Lord with all my heart, stewarding well the gifts He has given to me. Now, maybe you want some specifics. What exactly are you writing about? A book, a commentary, a Bible study guide, a story? Well, I am keeping that confidential for now, but if you will continue to follow this ministry in due course, you will find out. Our website will be active, and I strongly encourage you to visit it. Subscribe to the podcast, follow, and like us on our social media pages, and stay tuned for announcements. The website address is godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. You can also keep in touch by email, mark@godisministry.org, and by regular mail, God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. Now, how does this affect you? Following this series, and for the remainder of this year, we will be re-airing previous series on the podcast and on some radio stations. If you are a long-time listener, these are series you have heard before. Of course, if you are new listeners, then you have not heard this, and it will be new for you. Let me encourage you all, whomever you are, stay tuned. We pack a lot in here on God Is, and many listeners tell us they need to hear the material more than once in order to grasp all that is being taught. Well, this gives you an opportunity to do just that. For those of you listening by radio, the following is important. So podcast listeners, please be patient for the next few moments. If you listen on Renew FM in Massachusetts, WNWR in Philadelphia, and WUMY in Memphis, God Is will no longer air on your station at the end of this month. Renew FM, WNWR, and WUMY are the affected stations. But you can always listen to the God Is podcast available from godisministry.org. Please come join us on the free podcast. If you listen on KDIA, 1640 AM in San Francisco, God Is will continue to air, but our new time will be 10 PM. On KDIA, you can continue to listen to God Is, but at a new time, 10 p.m. Monday through Friday evenings. If you listen on any other radio station, nothing changes. Same time, same station. If I have not yet mentioned the call letters of your station, then you will continue to hear God Is as you do today. So you do not miss these details, here they are again. Starting next month, we will no longer broadcast on Renew FM in Massachusetts, WNWR in Philadelphia, and WUMY in Memphis. God Is will continue to air on KDIA in San Francisco, but at a new time at 10 p.m. in the evening. All other radio stations continue just as we always have. Please continue to be with us and invite others to join. No one ever has to miss even a single episode because the free God Is podcast is always available from the website. Well, I hope this is clear. If you have any questions, email me today, mark@godisministry.org. My name is spelled M-A-R-K. So mark@godisministry.org. Doing this has required faith on my part. I wrestled with how to balance my writing with continuing to get the Word of God out via the radio and the podcast. As you know, I love the Bible and enjoy teaching it. At first, I thought I could continue to do both, but as I said earlier, it became obvious to me The way I am wired, I could not. Just then, the Lord stirred up the idea that we could continue to air the teaching from previous series, and when my wife and I sat down and went through the archives, we found teaching that, quite frankly, we had forgotten and I'd done. And there is so much meat in there, not because I did it, but because it is God's word, and His word is never stale. So, by faith, which is how we always walk as Christians, by faith, I trust that you will continue to listen and benefit from what the Holy Spirit has to teach you, and that you will drop me a note from time to time and say how this ministry impacts you. Will you pray alongside us for the Lord to bring to God is whomever He wants, and that many people will hear, receive, and believe the gospel by doing so? We value your prayers more than anything, dear friends. Thank you. Next time, we will get back to the faithfulness of God in the Bible. We'll go exploring, discovering a couple of words in particular that will help us learn about the loyalty of the Lord in our lives. In the meantime, in the lay ministry Jesus has given you, all Christians are His ministers. Be faithful in that today. I pray for you. You are able to go places and speak every day with people that I cannot reach. You go to your workplace, your school, into your home, your city, and your country, and the ministry of God is may never get there. You are surrounded by people who need the Lord, who are hungry for the gospel, even if they do not know it, and who want to be loved. May the Holy Spirit strengthen you, empower you, and give you the motivation to obey Christ by sharing Him with others before bedtime tonight. Your ministry is as valid and as important as this one. We serve the Lord together, friend, and we need each other's encouragement and prayers. So let us dedicate one another to love and obey Christ until that one glorious moment when He comes back for us and leads His dear children home. Let us be faithful. Join us next time, because God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.